You better not tease him about that, because on that subject he's still a little bit, he doesn't want you to talk about it. He's still a little bit,
sensitive.
Any other way of saying that?
I don't think so. Like if I were talking about, say, Dan, who has a pet peeve, I'd say, don't talk to Dan about that. He's sensitive about that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say testy or touches?
Mm-hmm. I believe I'd use the word sensitive.
Mm-hmm. And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
so upset.
Okay, all of a sudden he
got, I didn't know he was so sensitive about that.
And someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them that just
cool it.
Or just keep
calm.
And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
Any other ways of saying that?
Well, I'm whooped.
Huh?
I'm whooped. In other words, I'm whipped. I'm tired, I'm whipped.
Uh-huh. And you could say I'm just completely
exhausted.
Or completely, use an expression, wear out. You'd say I'm completely,
I'm completely worn out.
And if a person had been well, then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they, what, sick? When was it that they?
Well, you might, I don't know what you mean, like, but all of a sudden he's gotten puny.
Okay. Or he got a disease, you say, he had to come home from work early because he, what, sick?
Because he got sick.
Okay. And if a person went outside in bad weather and came in with sneezing and everything, you'd say he,
you're going to catch cold.
Or if that had already happened.
You've caught cold.
And if he couldn't talk right, you'd say he sounded
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a,
you have a cold.
Or you cough.
Then you will cough.
And somebody who can't hear anything at all, you'd say
he's deaf.
And if a man had been out in the sun working and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I,
look how much I have sweated.
Or look how much I, use it just in the past. Look how much I
have sweated.
Or would you say I sweated or I sweat?
My shirt is very wet because I've been outside and I sweated.
Okay. And a sore that comes to a head is called a
boil.
And the stuff that drains out?
Pus.
What about the stuff that drains out of a blister?
Water.
And you say, a bee stung me and my hand did what?
A bee stung me.
And my hand
is swollen.
Or right after the bee stung me, my hand
stings.
Or if it got bigger, you say my hand
is swollen.
Or use it just in the past. My hand,
my hand is swelled.
Okay. Or don't say the is, just my hand did what?
I guess. The bee stung me, my hand swelled.
Okay. And you say if a bee stings you, your hand will
hurt.
And it will
swell.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. It gets sort of a skinless growth over it.
Scab.
Or, well, it gets sort of a white granular substance around it. And it's got to be cut out or burned out. Did you ever hear that called some kind of flesh?
Oh, proud flesh.
Okay, what's that like exactly?
Well, I think it's like